News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hofstra University Professor of Earth Science Dr. Brett Beddington told AM 970 The Answer in New York there are things people need to do in the event of an aftershock to yesterday's small earthquake.
You know, the standard advice is get under a table, you know, in case something falls down from above. You know, if you can get out of a building, you should probably try and get out of a building.
And Beddington told 970 The Answer it was fortunate this was a fairly small quake.
We hope that New York City doesn't experience a magnitude, you know, 5.5, which would do some damage. I suspect, you know, water mains and things like that would be at risk.
Friday's quake was centered in northern New Jersey and registered a magnitude 4.8. Political writer Ben Domenech says President Biden is missing the mark on foreign policy by criticizing Israel, apparently to please anti-Israel voters in the Democrat Party.
You know, if you have issues with America's allies, you know, and obviously these issues crop up, you know, inevitably in all sorts of different circumstances. You deal with them behind closed doors. You don't hash them out every day in public press conferences.
Domenech was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. A push for a revenue package that includes hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes and fees in the Maryland General Assembly, raising some concerns now among leading Democrats.
The reason for the concern, Republican former Governor Larry Hogan has made the race for Maryland's open U.S. Senate seat unusually competitive in the heavily Democratic state. Wary Maryland Democrats point out the race could determine who controls the Senate at a time when the state will be relying on federal support to rebuild the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. Democrats hold a tenuous 51-49 majority in the U.S. Senate.
This correspondent Jeremy House, and this is SRN News. Americans being asked to weigh in on the issue of spiritual gifts in the church.
According to a new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, 36% of adults believe that God has granted some people the power to heal others through prayer and the laying on of hands. 31% agree with the statement that, quote, modern-day prophets continue to reveal God's plan to humanity, and about one-third of Americans think God rewards faithfulness with good health and financial success. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new lawsuit is challenging some of Ohio's abortion laws now that voters have enshrined the procedure in the state constitution. The American Civil Liberties Union and Planned Parenthood argue it's now unconstitutional to require mandatory waiting periods and multiple in-person informational appointments to receive an abortion. Ohio, one of four states that have amended their constitutions to enshrine abortion since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. A small plane experiencing engine problems struck two vehicles as it landed on a highway near a North Carolina airport.
The Federal Aviation Administration says the single-engine Landcare 360 with only the pilot on board landed on a highway near Raleigh Executive Jetport at Sanford Lee County Airport in Sanford on Thursday afternoon after experiencing engine problems. The FAA will investigate. Moncure Fire Department Chief Robert Shee says the plane struck two SUVs as it landed on U.S. Route 1, but only one sustained minor damage and no injuries were reported. He says the plane's landing gear was not deployed, so it landed on its belly. Keith Peters reporting.
President Biden will announce a new effort on Monday to reduce or eliminate student loan debt for millions of borrowers, an election year ploy to revive his goal of providing large-scale relief for Americans struggling to pay off their college loans. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.